for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2006 Labor Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is Friday morning, September the 1st, 2006. Cheryl Batts is the speaker of the morning teaching on Jesus the Example.
God, we thank you for your people who have come to receive your word. God, I decree now that you may increase in my life, God. Right now, it's not about me, but it's about you. It's not about what I see, God, but it's about what you see through me. God, there are people here today that have great needs, powerful needs, needs that they have not spoken of to others. There are those, Father God, who are walking in areas of darkness in some parts of their life. But we've said here today, we know that you can turn it around. We thank you, God, that you will pour it out upon us, oh God. Pour it out that we will not be able to contain, and that everything that is in us that is not like you, God, will be driven far from us, oh God. And then heal us in the name of Jesus. In those areas where we receive deliverance, heal us, God, that we'll not have to come to this river and fight the same demons over and over and over again, but that we might walk in the fullness of your glory, that we might see your kingdom, and that your kingdom shall come in us, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand praise. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You may take your seat. Hallelujah. 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 Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Strap in. Hallelujah. God's going someplace this morning. And he wants to take you with him where he's going. And sometimes you got to strap in, because he's going to go faster than you think. Oh, hallelujah. In this congregation, we talk about jumping double dutch. Sometimes with God, you just, ooh, praise the Lord. It's just all right. And you just jump rope. And then all of a sudden, you find it getting a little faster than you get. And you're jumping double dutch. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's speeding things up just a little bit because of his soon coming. And we need to be ready. We need to be ready. We need to be sober and vigilant, but free and have liberty at the same time. People don't want to follow people whose faces all frowned up, because then they think you're inhabited by demons or something. See, anybody can be frowned up, but it's when you smile, when they know you're going through. It's when you can smile, even in the hard times. People know you got something they want. And that's our mission. That's what it speaks of in the Word of God. He gave us a commission in Matthew. Go into the highways and the byways and compel them. How are you going to compel them with? Come on in. The water's fine. Well, that's not even what God gave me. Hallelujah. He's just like that, ain't he? Don't box him in now. Stay free. Stay loose. Don't box him in. Why no rest? Why no rest? Go to John 5, 19 through 23. Let's see why no rest. John 5, 19. The Son's witness to the Father starts in verse 19. Then Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Amen? Amen. When we take our first example is that Jesus doesn't do anything that the Father doesn't tell him to do. Now, that's what we're supposed to do. That's our example. How many times did we read, and sometimes when I preach, I can't see. I think it's in Luke. How many times does he pull away from everybody and go into a quiet place? Now, we can interpret the quiet place as a place of prayer. Somewhere where we go off and we become intimate with him. And we tell him the things that are on our hearts, the things that's on our minds, the things that we see in our relatives and our loved ones and the hardships and the trials that they are having. And we get into that intimate prayer, one-on-one. Or maybe you become an intercessor for someone else. But unless you go in to the quiet time, unless you enter into the womb or the matrix of God and that personal intimacy, how are you going to be like Jesus? How are you going to lead anyone? How are you even going to get the rest that you need? You cannot. I don't care what anybody says. You, chosen ones, people of God, if you do not go into the Father and follow the example of Jesus, you will not be able to be molded and shaped into his image. If Jesus himself was molded and shaped in those times of intimacy of prayer with God, who are we? Why should we not enter there? So write that down, bullet one. That's why we don't enter into the rest. So we have this, our first example. There are times of prayer like Jesus when we become shaped and molded. And when the fire comes and feel like you're in a wine press. Thing is getting too tight. Your shoes too tight. Your clothes too tight. Too many people around you asking you to do this and to do that. You start to feel pressure is on. Soon as you make one decision and put out one fire, there's another fire. You put out that fire, and then there's another fire. You're in the press now. You're in the wine press. So who you gonna call? Oh, y'all heard that before. Who you gonna call? Thank you. You call him in the middle of the wine press through prayer. Because the tighter it gets, the more you should be praying. The more time you need to spend with him. Do you feel that there is a conspiracy going on in your daily life? Sometimes it might not be the devil. Sometimes it may be God pressing you for prayer and quiet time with him so he can prepare you for the days ahead. The kingdom vision that you find. That vision that's too big to have faith in. It's big. See yourself standing in an auditorium with people that you cannot count. Oh, it's big. And you start feeling unworthy. And you are. We all are. Until we spend time, private place, with God, who begins to work in us a humility that will allow him to take us to the place in the vision and he has put and placed in your heart. Because, you see, it's his vision, not yours. That's why it's so hard for you to see it. Because you're looking at it through your eyes, through your flesh, through your soul, your mind, your will, and emotions. But when you see the vision through the eyes of God, then you know, well, that ain't about me. It's about him making it happen. Let me just go back into the quiet place. Oh, what he wants to do with each of us. And how we think to ourselves, such thoughts about what we cannot do and how can this happen. We sound like a bunch of unbelievers. I wonder if that's another reason why we can't get no rest. Bullet two, unbelief. He is pressing you to take the limits off of him, to release him, and to let his fragrance arise out of you in the press. What do I mean? There are fears and doubts and unbelief in different areas of your lives. It is when you enter into the rest of God that the demons that you are, sometimes they're hidden. I have to throw that in. Because you know there are times that there are things in our lives that are hidden to us. The Bible says that even the elect shall be fooled. And when you get to a place where you think that I'm the elect and I got it together and I can see, that's when the press really gets tight. That's when the press really gets tight right there. When you make that statement to yourself. Because then he has got to put the pressure on you because he loves you to bring you to the place of recognizing and coming to the realization that it's still not about you, that it's all about him, and that there are demons that are hidden in you that are also on a time release mechanism. Oops, did I say that? I did. There is a time release mechanism, a certain age that you will become, a certain place in life that you will get, and the demon will crop up. You know what I'm talking about. You know that there is a place and time that you always get. And every time you get there, you're almost afraid to go through the door that God has for you. Because every time you have come to that place before, something bad happens. You're connected to that. So when you get like the young folks and say, fear, I'm going through this time. I know what it means not to go through. I've never gone through. So let me try that. We got to get to a place that in ourselves that we realize that there is no limit to God. We may not always know what God wants us to do, but we know what God doesn't want us to do. And what has he said over and over again? 365 times, so you can say it once a day and know that you are right. Believers, we roll in it. We walk in it until he puts the press on the press. And when you're in the middle of the press, you start smelling something that don't smell right. Coming out of you, and it's fear. Oh, it may not come out like that at first. Because, you know, when you have a lieutenant colonel that has soldiers under him, he's never going to come out first. The foot soldiers will come out first. He'll send them all, and they are willing to give their lives for the cause. Are you willing to give your life for the cause of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Demons are you? We need to have that mindset. So what if it didn't work the last time? I'm going through this time. Why? Because you know on the other side, God is going to be standing right there waiting for you. Go through the press. Let him squeeze out of you all those things that are hidden. The hidden fears, the hidden anxieties. There are fears and doubts and unbelief. If you are loving God and hearing his voice, what would happen if you and I weren't so busy and would just pull away? How much stronger would we be for the battle? How much more of his revelation would we have in his word? How much understanding about the people that come in and out of our lives would we have? How much more clearly would we hear his voice? For instance, I was coming yesterday and I was driving. Now, I've been coming here 5 years. Y'all know I know the way, right? I got to know the way out here. So I'm just driving. I go all the way past the point that I'm supposed to be going to get out here. And I'm like, what's this about? So I put the car in reverse. I turned it around. I'm going to go back. I heard this voice, no, just go ahead and go this way. I said, okay, fine, you know. So I put the car back in gear, pull it out, and I go down. There's a car sitting there. And there's some young people standing around the car. The hood is up. The trunk is up. And they're just kind of walking back and forth. And the sun was kind of bright, so I really wasn't sure. And, you know, traffic is moving. I got all the way out, and I had to turn around and go back. Because I said to him, what is it? Why are you showing me this? What is it? I said, what can I do? He said, you got your cell phone. I was like, oh. So I go back. I roll the window down. And I said, is there anything I can do to help? They said, yes, let us use your cell phone. Ooh. I was like, I'll be delighted to let you use my cell phone. That's little. Some of you might have did that anyway. But you see, there's a lot of fear between older people and younger people, especially if they're black and they wear their pants down real low. Matter of fact, any of our kids, black, white, or Latino, that wear their pants down real low, everybody's scared to stop. It was a chance for me. What did I care? He said that and used the cell phone. I was happy. I was obedient. There's a joy that happens in our hearts when we are obedient. There's nothing that can replace that. How amazing. Just let them use the cell phone. She made the one number and they were on the way. I got back on the road just praising God. Let him put you in the wine press. What do you care that you're going through? What is the worst thing that can happen to any of the saints when you're going through? Paul has said it. If I should die, I know where I'm going. Even in the middle of the wine press, I trust him. Even in the middle of the wine press, I know that I have done the best that I can do at that point. It may not be good as somebody else, but see, that's where we make a mistake too. We try to compare ourselves to others. That's a sin, because he's made us all individual and very unique. We're not to compare ourselves to others.
Not any way, anyhow, no shape, no form, no fashion. We're all unique and beautiful in His sight. If you think you're a mistake, you're in sin. God makes no mistakes. You're exactly what He wants you to be. The exact height, the exact color, the exact hair or lack of hair, whatever it is. He loves you. He made you. He gives you leniency sometimes. You can change the color of your hair. You can add some hair. It's okay. It's okay. But what you do is you take care of yourself. And you do what the pastor told us. That was so wonderful. He is a pastor. Did y'all notice that? Did you notice the pastoral anointing on his life? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was so sweet. He was just whooping us and we were just like, uh-huh, thank you, thank you. He was just smiling. Is that not a good thing? Because it's just like Dad said before we all got up last night, that no one of us has the key. But it's through the fivefold ministry gifts that as we all come forth doing what God tells us to do, that you are blessed. Because the fivefold ministry gift is for what? The perfecting of the saints. Amen? Amen. Why no rest? Do you feel stuck? Perhaps it's because you're not trusting God. Point three, trust. Or is that four? I lost count. In God to put the wind back in your sails when you've run ashore because you have not been resting and you feel tired and you're all out of sorts. It is the strangest thing that when you get tired, the doorkeeper of tiredness will never let you know that it's him that's causing all the trouble. I mean, you start coming against, you start thinking, oh, Lord, I lost my deliverance. And you start coming against schizophrenia and Jezebel and control. And I mean, you just having at it, all these spirits. And they're all going, it ain't them. You tired. And you should have got some rest. So now they're just playing havoc with your mind, your will, and your emotions. They're all over the place. And it's only one little demon, the demon of tiredness, where you brush past frustration, where you brush past that thing that says, go to bed now. Turn off the lights now. Go to bed. That thing that tells you, okay, work from 8 to 5. Have your dinner at 6 instead of 9 so you don't get, you know, get up early in the morning. Go to the Y. Go walking. Clear your mind. Do like David did. David was out with the sheep. You don't have to smell sheep. Just get out and walk. No sheep. Sheep. He's smelling sheep, writing all this great stuff. Hello? Are you all awake out there? I know y'all awake because y'all been up since 6 o'clock. God, can't y'all pray it? So, it is our unbelief in God and His ability to be all-powerful and all-seeing, all-knowing, and that to know His ability to use a dirtbag called man to write the inspired scriptures or to preach, doubt and unbelief. We become so busy looking at the man or the woman instead of hearing the word. We become so excited about the man or the woman and the way they deliver the word. We travel all around the country going to conference after conference instead of realizing that it's the word. And until you get as free as the person is that you are following, then the word will be the word of God coming through you as you pretend to be them. The longer you stay in the wine press, the more you become the image of who God created you to be from the beginning of time. And the more you become that, the freer you are. And the freer you become, the more word He can put in you. And when that word comes out of you, you will deliver the word in the personality and the character that God gave you from the beginning of time. It's in the press that you find out who you are. It's in the press that you begin to understand why you behave the way that you do. Simply because God made you that way. Oh, you picked up a few demons here and there, but that's the reason you're in the press. Hello? Yes, we're in the press. And I haven't talked to anybody in the past 3 months, from New York to California, from Washington to Florida, that is not in the press. So don't think you all that special. You ain't in the boat by yourself. Open your eyes, look around, it's a whole bunch of people in the boat with you. But see, when you're so busy trying to jump off the press and come off the potter's wheel and get out of the wine press, you don't see all those people that's on the boat with you going through the same thing. We're all in this together. And God is taking us to another level. Because why? It's time
and Jesus is on the way back. And we've got to be ready. Are you reading the newspapers or are we
just too holy? We don't read the paper and we don't look at TV at all.
Sometimes watching television gives you impetus to pray. There's so much crazy stuff going on. You begin to understand why God said, and Paul said it, the more sin abounds, the more grace abounds. And in these last days, they don't call people schizophrenic anymore. They're bipolar. Same devil, same demon. Different thing. Get him out. Stay in the wide press. So when you see it, you can call it what it is and be that that God's called you to be to set the people free that are living under it. It's hell in there. That's my testimony. So don't tell me that God cannot do because he can't. And I became that by accident. They gave me the wrong medication. All I was early menopausal. They gave me medicine for a schizophrenic person. I can tell you what it's like to be in there trying to get out.
Oh, now you know why I'm so wild, huh? I love it. See, because when God sets you free from a thing, you want to tell everybody.
And when you see people that are going through some stuff and you know you've been there, done that, and had the T-shirt, all you can do is sit there at the table of the Lord and say, bring them on. Because I remember the torment they did for me. I want my brother or sister set free. Bring, come on out of there in Jesus' name. And you will hang. Because when it all boils down, God is going to use you because you have entered into his rest and you have become more like him. Every miracle, when the kingdom of God comes, it brings righteousness, joy, and peace, and the Holy Ghost in the lives of the people that we pray for. And the impetus for that is our faith, and our faith worketh what? By love.
That's the way I see it. That may not be how it's written.
But if you love someone, if you have walked in the place where you see this person walking, and you know how it is to have somewhere in the back of your mind saying, I want to be. Somewhere in the back of your mind, you know what you're doing and saying is not who you are. It's not what you want to be. And every time you cannot get free until somebody took time and you looked them in the eyes and you could see love coming from their eyes. And so you let it go. You dropped everything, every pretense, everything that was on the inside of you that said, I'll hide myself. I'll let nobody get close to me again. I'll never let them love me again. Don't touch me. Keep your place. Stay over here. Until the one person comes that looks at you with eyes of love. And all of a sudden it's like, because that's the one thing you know. You know real love. Oh, you'll know it. It bypasses lust. It bypasses friendship. It's something that says, I'm not going to hurt you. And it's because you've stayed in the wine press until you are almost dead. And the only thing walking inside of you is God himself. And when someone looks at you, they can see God's eyes through your eyes. Yes. Oh, God, we need him so much. We need to stay on the potter's wheel. We need to stay in the wine press. It doesn't matter what people have to say about you when everything is going to hell. Your children are acting crazy. You don't have a car. Somebody hit the car while it was sitting on the street. You ran out of Vienna sausage, tuna, and everything else. You open the refrigerator and go, bless God, a fast. You're in the press. Who are you going to call? What you going to do then? Let him live in you. For the word says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And he can feed you until you want no more. Why are you not entering the rest of God? There is a spirit of perfectionism that causes us to have a vagabond spirit. Going from church to church, person to person, creating our own families until we discover or they discover our imperfections. Then we run to the next person, place, or family. Why? Because we don't believe that God can perfect us in his own way, in his own time. So we're busy trying to perfect ourselves and make ourselves look like we all that in a bag of chips so somebody will accept us. But you have failed to realize that God has you in the press. And all that ugly you're looking at, somebody else is looking at it. But they may be looking at it with eyes of love because they've been there, done that, and understand. And until you trust God enough to stay in the press
and let him drive out every spirit of doubt and unbelief, every spirit of ugliness that you think you have. Every spirit of insecurity, every spirit of doubt and unbelief, until you stay in the press, you will be like a vagabond over and over again, like a rewind on a tape. Your life will not change. You'll do over and over and over and over and over and over again every time, because you have failed to realize that until you come to the end of yourself, which is what the press is all about, you will continue to make the same mistakes over and over and over and over again. Stay in the press. Enter into the rest of God. Enter into the rest of God and trust him. Believe him. Know that he's made you and he's the one that can perfect you. Because you are incapable of perfection, or didn't you get it yet? You are incapable of perfecting yourself. If you could perfect yourself, would you not have done it by now? So why are you doing it again? If you are so perfected, you cannot do it. Nor is it your job. So you are automatically in disobedience and rebellion. You have placed yourself in the position of God. How dare you? I'm going to fix this. I'm going to make this right. And then you wonder why you can't sleep at night. You're busy trying to be God. You're going to fix everything in your life, everything in your mama life, everything in your daddy life, everything in your niece life, everything in your uncle life. Everybody in your family going to fix it. How can you sleep? You're trying to fix everything at night. Oh, that just brings in one other thing, pride. Oh, excuse me. Excuse me. Did I hit another cow? Mark that down. Item 6 or whatever it is. Pride won't let you sleep at night. You're busy doing your thing. I can do this. I'm just going to do this and I'm going to do that. Honey, you ain't even promised tomorrow. You might not even wake up. You done laid everything out on the table and everything and got everything lined up just the way you think you want it to happen. And you don't wake up. Oops. Now, see, there's a difference between excellence and being in order and perfection. Oh, perfection. You'll get no sleep. That's a 24/7 demon right there. I'm sleeping. That's a 24/7 demon. And the Bible talks about pride. Talks about it real good. We can run scriptures all day on pride. And you know, it talks about Leviathan and the children of pride. So Leviathan is, he's just a king all by himself. He's just all that in a bag of chips. And when you think that you don't have any, you're probably impregnated with his children. And that's why you're in the press. Do you think that there's going to be a note by your bed when you wake up every morning saying, my name is Leviathan, and I am living inside of you? Deception is the cousin of pride. Oh, duh. So now we're all deceived into thinking we don't have any pride. I'm just filled with the Holy Ghost, and I'm just so humble. Bless God. Hallelujah. And the press gets tighter. It gets tighter and tighter, and you say, like, oh, God, wait a minute. I cannot breathe. Yes, if you will just die right here, I will let you go. You know, it's just a revelation. Just die. You know, wake up every morning with it in your mind. Like the Klingons. This is a good day to die. I'm just going to die today to myself and everything that I think that I want. Because why am I rushing to get it all done today when if I just stay in the presence of God and get some rest, God knows what needs to be done. He's in charge of my life. Oh, my goodness, I forgot he's in charge of time. Oh, my goodness. All of those things that I'm trying to get done, you know, by such and such a time. Oh, my gosh. He's in charge of time. And if I get in his presence, then what will he do? He'll move time. He'll move those people into the right place so that I can have rest. And then I can walk around and I can be in peace and say, good morning, brothers and sisters. How are you? Everything is burning. Don't worry about it. Follow me. I'm on my way out. Just sit behind me. Oh, is he not a good God? Hallelujah. We don't believe God can perfect us. We want to do it ourselves. Uh-oh. We want to control our world. Say that again. Y'all know that's a bullet point. That's why we can't enter in the rest. I'm trying to, you know, give y'all a little lesson right here. I'm trying to teach. It is hard. It's hard because I want to go and get to the end so I can cast out devils. But I'm going to teach you a little bit. Okay. Okay, y'all heard that, right? Y'all heard that, right? Control. And for you men, it's not always just about control. It's just control, period. Oh, who, me? Control? Oh, no, I don't control. Of course you do. Men are the worst controllers in the whole wide world. without God. You control everything you see. It's in you. You can't help it because you're made in the image of God. But until you stay in the wine press, you're controlling for the wrong reasons and the wrong way. Stay in the press. You controlling because you're scared. But you're not going to tell nobody you're scared. You're not going to tell anybody that you're scared, see? I mean, that's beyond you to tell anybody you're scared. No, 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 no. I'm just going to control this situation because I'm man. I rule the roost here. Scared you're not going to have enough money to do all the things you told that woman you was going to do when you married her. You're scared the big deal you've been working on is going to fall through, and then what's going to happen? What are people going to say about you because you're the man? Control entering into the rest. Let it go and let God be in control because he's really in control anyway. And you know, you're just doing that thing against the bricks, you know. Y'all know, y'all don't want me to say it on tape, do you? Y'all know what I'm talking about? Against the bricks because you get back on your shoes. Give up the control, stay in the press, and let God bring out all that wonderful tenderness that he put in you from the beginning of time. Because that's the thing that women are attracted to anyway. It's the big bag of tenderness that you've been trying to hide and keep everybody from seeing. The one that makes you cry when the song is just like, ah. When we as the body of Christ get right and stay in the press, Jesus wept. Why do you think you're in the press, men? Because Jesus wept. He was sensitive. He was loving. He was kind. He cast out 7 demons out of a woman. You got a woman, she got demons. Love her enough to cast them out. Stop talking about her. Just cast them out with love and understanding, because you yourself will stay in the press and let God work in you what needs to be worked in you, so that you are sensitive enough to understand that the demon in her is responding to the demon in you. And both of y'all are in fear. And y'all just smacking each other upside the head. And I ain't even married, but I'm going to tell y'all that. All this hurt and pain. What make me want to get married? I'm looking at y'all. Maybe I like it right here, single. These folks ain't getting rid of their demons. Oh, no. Mm-mm. I have a sharp eye out. Whenever he come along, he got to go to Doc. He got to go to Glenn. If he can't pass the Glenn test, out you go, buddy. Oh, no. God's been saving me up for a long time. I ain't giving up easy. You're going to have to say more to me than God said. Well, what? I ain't got no note. I don't see no halo in your head. And you ain't even been at this church to cast out no devils? Oh, no, he did not. He could not be talking to you. You got a demon. Oh, no, 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 no. Mm-mm. We have to stay in the press. As you stay in the press, it's where you're going to get the ability to rest, because God is going to press out of you all that needs to come out. Now, let me tell you this secret. Write this down. Write this down. Write this down. Personal experience. He will not take them all out at one time. Was I ever disappointed when I found that out? Oh, I'm like, oh, I'm free. Thank God I'm free. And I just was free until the next time. I was in the press or on the potter's wheel. And I was like, finally the revelation. It's a continuous process. So be ready for it. It's not overnight. Some things he will do very quickly, overnight. Thank God for that. But the rest of it is line upon line, precept upon precept, here little and there little, so you can hang on to your deliverance. Because you know how hard you fought to be delivered from whatever. And once you have that, it becomes what? Your testimony. And once it becomes your testimony, no one can take that from you. Because you know what you know, what you know, what you know. And you know what you've seen. You know what you've heard. And you know what God has done in you. So you will not waver. You will not be a double-minded man who is unstable in all his ways. Because you know what God has done in your life. Stayed in the press. So don't move out of the press. No rest? How about offenses that are not left at the cross, at the foot of Jesus? How about that unforgiveness? They did this to me. They did that to me. You'll notice that when the general of tiredness comes in and you don't know that it's him, everything that anybody has ever done to you comes back up in your mind again when you're in the press. Oh. If you find your blood pressure going up and you're starting to hyperventilate, sound like you emotionally have not forgiven and let go. You ain't done yet. You got to cook a little more in the press.
because this is how you find out that you're not dead yet. Stay in the press. It's a good thing to be in the press. It's a good thing to be on the potter's wheel, because you can enter the rest of God when you lay all those offenses at the foot of the cross and let the blood of Jesus be applied to them. Not only be delivered from the spirit of unforgiveness, but ask for healing in your heart, in your mind, your will, and emotions. So when that thing, that horrible thing that they did to you, that thing that causes you so much drama, so much traumatic emotional thing comes again, you will see it come before you, but you're no longer emotional about it. You see it, and now it has become a testimony and not a part of the demonic infestation that is in your life to keep you from what? From reaching the kingdom of God, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So allow yourself to stay there. Allow yourself to be delivered. Allow yourself to be healed once you are delivered, so that you have testimony and that you're not going what? To the river with the same demons dunking them over and over and over again. Sometimes we do that because people fail to tell us that it's not just being delivered, but there is a healing that must take place within your heart, mind, will, and emotions, or your body where the demons have been. So with the offense, you write that down. That's a bullet point. If you have been delivered of the offense, but it keeps coming back, then you need to be healed. Another bullet point. Once the offense has been exposed, and once you have placed it at the feet of Jesus, once you have received deliverance from it, and then you release it and let it go and get healing in your soul, in the mind, the will, and the emotions, now you can enter into the rest of God. Is it all making sense? Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And with that, unforgiveness is the bitterness, the anger, and the wrath, and the murder. And you say, well, I haven't killed anybody. Maybe not with a knife or a gun. But what about the destruction of the character of the person that did that thing to you? The Bible said, bless your enemies. Bless those that do harm against you. But instead of blessing them, you're cursing them. That's so-and-so. They did this, and they ain't this, and they ain't that, and da-da-da-da-da-da. And your blood pressure's just going up. It's just going up. It's just going up. And you're remembering it, and you're dragging that thing back all again. Stop it! Stop doing that to yourself. Thing go. Do you actually think it's bigger than God? Do you actually think that whatever the hurt was, whatever the pain was, whatever the atrocity was, even as a people group, do you think that God is not bigger than all of that? Do you not think that this God that we sit here and say that we're serving is not capable of taking us over the top of everything that has ever been done to us? Everything that has caused us to look at somebody else and just, we can't hardly stand to be in the presence. Stay in the wine press. Stay on the potter's wheel and let God work out of you. Hundreds, 300 years of slavery, hundreds of years of abuse, neglect, family neglect, neglect by mother and father, rape, incest, whatever it is, stay in the wine press. Stay on the potter's wheel, for he is the healer. He is the deliverer. He is King of kings and Lord of lords of your life. And if you will just die to your own personal need to be vengeance and to be have retaliation and to murder that individual or those individuals by the words that you speak. The time that you've already spent in the presence of God already says that you're made in his image. And did he not speak? And so it was. And so when you speak, so it is. What are you saying over yourself? What are you saying over your children? What are you saying over that people group that you see on TV? What are we saying about the blacks and the Hispanics and the Islams? What are we saying? It's going to be hard enough when most people bust the bottom out of hell without us adding stuff to it. Watch what you say. It's in the wine press that God reveals your heart. It's in the wine press that you find out how you really feel about your neighbor. It's in the wine press that you begin to realize that God's kingdom vision is that we will all look exactly like this room is looking right now in heaven. And we will not leave heaven and go to another place where it's all white or all black or all this or all that. It ain't happening. Get over it. Stay in the wine press so you can accept and receive. Because there are going to be messages that are going to be brought to us by
people who don't look like us. And you're going to sit there and say to yourself, oh, well, they know God too. I really think we forget how great a job apostles did in spreading the word. I think we forget that when Jesus, when they walked with Jesus and the Holy Ghost fell and they went off all across this world taking the word of God, there is hardly any nation or group of people that even when you start talking to them, they may have all this up there and all these little images and everything, but somehow they say, well, it all started way back. Trace the history. When you trace who they are, it comes back to some apostle was in their country and the word of God came. But as in time, demons and other things have taken the word and caused it to be amiss. And caused it not to be the word that we read in the God. But God has a remnant. He always has a remnant. He has always had a remnant. And they have waited and waited and waited. And the time is now. The time is now when the remnant of God is coming together. The time is now when we're coming together from all around the country and all around the world and beginning to realize that God did not leave us by ourselves. Stay in the wine press so that you can enter into the rest of God. Willful disobedience to God. His word to you about your life keep you from resting at night. Pride, doing it your way. Psalms 95 and 11 talks about the unbelief that was in the children of Israel. And it was their pride that kept them from entering into the rest of God. Because they didn't believe. Psalm 119 and 122 talks about pride bringing with it oppression. One of the things why we can't rest at night because of the oppression. Because of the pride. Job 41 and 24 talks about breaking the stony heart. It's the stony heart of men that is filled with unbelief. A lot of men have cold hearts. A lot of women have cold hearts. The inability to give or receive love. It's pride, folks. Stay in the press. Stay in the press so you can get some rest. Let it go. Why no rest? Why no rest? Lack of pride, lack of prayer, fear, doubt, unbelief, perfectionism, offenses, disobedience, pride, and fear. Go with me to Jeremiah 6 and 16. Hallelujah. Jesus. Who has it? I almost couldn't find it there. Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jeremiah 6 and 10, the first part of it. Here, Jerusalem is under siege. God is talking through Jeremiah. And he said, thus says the Lord, stand by the roads and look. Ask, this is the Amplified Version, and ask for the eternal paths where the good old way is. Then walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not. The word of God has been given to us as a whole word. The Old Testament is symbolic of what happens in the New Testament. It's all one book. You just read it. And what he's saying to us, the old ways are the ways that need to be embedded in our hearts. And as we go into the wine press, he will show us how those old ways interpret to be used today. But you're not going to have a revelation like that until you spend time in the presence of God. If you think that God is a God of only one good idea, then you don't know the God that I know. If you operate in fear that if you let that idea go and you give it to somebody, well, what's going to happen to you? My, what a small God you serve. You give somebody an idea, they go make a million off of it, and you're sitting around mad. Where'd you get the idea? Seems like to me that God has other ideas that he can give to you. I mean, that's, you know what I'm saying? Break that down. From making $1 million to just being your friend. Taking something from you that they shouldn't have taken. Or doing something to you that they shouldn't have done. Just break it all the way down and remember, God is God all by himself.
and he will protect you. He will love you. He will give you that that you need. So stay in the press. Enter into the rest of God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Pray in tongues just a little bit, or just pray. Get in mind of prayerfulness. Father God, we thank you for this word today. We give you praise and glory and honor. We worship you. We adore you, God. We thank you, for there is none like you. Father, keep us from all evil, as it's spoken of in John 17 and 15. Father, sanctify us through your word of truth, John 17 and 17. Let us be one with our brothers and sisters that the world might believe that we have been sent, John 17 and 21. My heart's desire and prayer for Israel is that they might be saved, Romans 10 and 1. 2 Thessalonians 1 and 11, let me be counted worthy of my calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of your goodness and the work of faith with power. Lord, let your word have free course in our lives, 2 Thessalonians 3 and 1. Ephesians 1 and 17, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus. Ephesians 1, 17 through 19, let the eyes of our understanding be enlightened that we might know what is the hope of our calling and what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints and what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe. Strengthen us, God, with might by your spirit in the inner man, Ephesians 3 and 16. Ephesians 3, 17 and 18, let Christ dwell in our hearts by faith. Let us be rooted and grounded in love. Let us comprehend all with all the saints what is the breadth and the lips and the depth and the height. Ephesians 3:19 says, let us know the love of Christ which passes all understanding, that we might be filled with the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:20 says, Lord, do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or ask, according to the power that works in us. Let utterance be given unto us, Lord, that we may open our mouths boldly and to be made known the mystery of the gospel. Ephesians 6:19. Hallelujah. Let our love abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Philippians 1 and 9. Philippians 1 and 10 says, let me approve things that are excellent, that I might be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. Philippians 3 and 10 says, let me know Jesus, the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death. Colossians 1, 9 and 10 says, Lord, let us be filled with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that we might walk worthy of you unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Colossians 1 and 11, let us be strengthened with all might according to your glorious power unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. Colossians 4 and 12, let us stand perfect and complete in the will of God. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, let our whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 3:16, Lord, give us peace always by all means and be with us. 1 Timothy 2:1 and 2, Lord, we make supplication, intercession, and give thanks for all men and leaders in our nation and in the church that we might lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. 2 Peter 1 and 2, we receive multiplied grace and peace through the apostolic anointing. Hallelujah. Father God, right now in Jesus' name, we take authority over and we bind, Father God, because your word says whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So now, Father, I have the keys of the kingdom, and whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven, as spoken in Matthew 16 and 19. I bind the kings in chains and the nobles with fetters of iron, Psalms 149 and 8. I bind the strong man and spoil his goods, Matthew 12:29. Job 41 and 5, I bind Leviathan and all proud spirits arrayed against the lives of your people. I bind the principalities, the powers, the rulers of darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places, Ephesians 6 and 12. I bind all sickness and disease released against their minds and their bodies. Is Isaiah 51 and 14, let the exiles be loosed. Psalms 146 6 and 7, let the prisoners be loosed. Psalms 102 and 20, loose those appointed to death.
Isaiah 52:2, I loose the necks of all of those in this room from all bands. God, I loose myself and those that are in this room from the bands of wickedness. Isaiah 58:6. Job 38:31, Lord, we loose ourselves from the bands of Orion. Lord, I loose your people from all bonds again that is spoken of in Psalms 116:16. I loose our minds, will, and emotions from every assignment and spirit of darkness in the name of Jesus. God, we loose our cities and our regions from every assignment of hell. We loose our finances from every spirit of poverty, debt, and lack. God, I loose myself and my brothers and sisters from all generational curses and heredity spirits. Galatians 3:13. We loose ourselves from every assignment of witchcraft, sorcery, and divination. We loose ourselves from every spoken curse and negative word spoken against our lives. God, I thank you for your word. We take authority over and we bind every spirit of doubt and unbelief. And we loose the spirit of faith, hope, and trust in you. We bind every spirit of pride that is operating in the hearts of the men and women of God right now in Jesus' name. And we loose a spirit of humility. God, we loose faith, hope, and trust in you, God. We bind willful disobedience, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we loose an obedient spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, robo sheke na ro sheke redeya lo se narara yeke narara bo se narara yediyose e se kormandeya le seke yararan de se korman yediyose andari yediyose. Every spirit of fear that is rooted in the hearts and the minds and the wills and the emotions of your people, we attack you from our place in the heavenlies right now in Jesus' name. And we curse you at the root in the powerful name of Jesus. Loose the people of God and let them go. Let them enter into the rest of God. We bind you now, right now, with fetters of iron in Jesus' name. Loose the people of God now in Jesus' name. And Father, we loose right now in Jesus' name where fear was. In the name of Jesus. Ha, yo so koromasi. La torebosa tananama yiririo sonda roche. Nandiririo sheke yala rebosa tanana yikiriya sandariato. I'd like for you all to repeat after me. Deliver me from evil. Matthew 6:13. 1 Chronicles 4:10. I pray that you would keep me from evil. Job 5:19. No evil will touch me. Psalm 40:14. Put to shame them that wish me evil. Psalm 41:8. Let no evil disease cleave to my body. Psalm 112:7. I will not be afraid of evil tidings. I will not be afraid of evil tidings. Proverbs 19:23. I will not be visited with evil. Psalm 119:101. I refrain my feet from every evil way that I might keep your word. Psalm 121:7. Preserve me from all evil. Psalm 140:1. Deliver me from the evil man. 7:21. People be healed of plagues and evil spirits. John 17. I pray that you would keep me from evil. Acts 19:12. Let evil spirits be cast out. Romans 12:21. I will not be overcome with evil, but I will overcome evil with good. Ephesians 6:13. I put on the whole armor of God that I might stand in the evil day. I cancel all the plans and forces of evil sin against my life. Let the works of evil burn by your holy fire. Let men repent of evil and turn to righteousness. Let no evil be established in my life, but let your righteousness be established. I loose myself from all evildoers and evil soul ties. I break and disannul all ungodly covenants, oaths, and pledges I have made with my lips in the name of Jesus. Matthew 5:33. I renounce and break all ungodly oaths made by my ancestors to idols, demons, false religions, or ungodly organizations in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now we're going to do some confessions.
I want you all to stand on your feet.
Okay, where's my tape person?
They left me.
No weapon,
no weapon
formed against me shall prosper.
And every tongue
that rises against me in judgment, I condemn. Isaiah 54 and 17. I'm established in righteousness. And oppression is far from me. Isaiah 54 and 14. The weapons of my warfare are what? But mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. I take the shield of faith and I quench what? That of the enemy. Ephesians 6 and 16. I take the sword of the Spirit, which is what? And I what? Use it against the enemy. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I'm redeemed from poverty. I'm redeemed from sickness. I'm redeemed from spiritual death. Where is that in the Bible? Galatians 3:13. Say it all together. Galatians 3:13. Do you believe it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I overcome all. Why? Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Where is it? 1 John where? 4 and 4. Amen. I stand in the evil day having my loins girt about with truth. And I have the breastplate of what? And my feet are shod with what? I take the shield of faith. And what? I am covered with the helmet of salvation. I use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And that's where? Ephesians 6, what? 14 through 17. I am delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Colossians 1 and 13. Amen, amen. Praise God. Think you might enjoy the press just a little bit better this time? Amen. Father God, I thank you for these, your people. I thank you so much for what you have done in their lives. I thank you, Father God, for the deliverances that you have wrought even in this word. God, we thank you that we'll not be bound in by tradition about how we are to receive deliverance. We thank you, God, that deliverance comes from understanding your word, because it is your word that will heal and deliver us. And we thank you for that, O God. We thank you for the opportunity to come to Lake Hamilton Bible Camp and to hear the teachings that go forth in this place. We thank you, Father God, that from this day forward, that we shall get our rest, that we shall enter into your presence. We shall bathe in your holiness. We shall appreciate your glory. We shall appreciate who you are. We appreciate who you made us to be. We love you, God, and we thank you that you love us just because. And we give you the praise and the glory and all of the honor in Jesus' name. God, we thank you right now for those that have done work in the kitchen, the armor bearers to this camp, those that clean, those that cook, those that keep the grass cut, those that keep the equipment running. God, we thank you. But it is you have placed it on their hearts to be able to do these things, to create the ambiance and the atmosphere to receive what you have for us. And we bless them, God. We bless them. Do we bless them, folks?
Yes.
God, we bless them because you said that if we came with one voice and one heart and one mind, that you will be in the midst and there is nothing that we shall not have when we ask. Yes. So we thank you and we loose a blessing, an apostolic blessing over this campground in the name of Jesus. And God, thank you for the food. We ask you to bless it and sanctified. Bless the hands that prepared it and the hands that serve it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www. LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.